bit of checking on these people. First, Scrub. Gus Wortham, of course, is very high on him. I asked him if he had any concept at all of central banking, because they're quite different from commercial banks. He said he didn't suppose that he had very much in that line, but he was a student. He thought he had been to England a time or two and knew some of the people over there. I talked to O'Leary, and his opening sentence is, it would just be awful if you appointed a fellow like this. In the first place, he isn't a man of that good character. And in the second place, he's a complete maverick. And he likes to do things which are different. And he likes to be a standout. Whether it makes good economic sense or not. And he said, Bob, I'm sure that he doesn't feel very kindly toward me, because he said, I've talked about him, or had people, I mean other presidents of other life insurance talk to me, and he said, I have not heard a president of any life insurance company speak very well of it except his own president. And he said, I just don't think he's going to do it all. I talked to Watford Irons, whom I have a great deal of confidence in Dallas. He's been closely associated with the Federal Reserve a long time. He says he never heard of him, really, but I have some vague recollection of him. But he says,
what's the fellow's name in Dallas?
Watford Irons, I-R-O-N-S.
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
He said he is certainly not outstanding.
He used to be with OPA or WPB or something back in the war days.
Irons?
Yeah.
No, in the war days, he was a professor in University of Texas.
That's where he is. He worked for OPA.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, he's a professor. I know him. Go ahead.
Well, and he said he's certainly not outstanding, and I would not think would be a man of very high, entitled to very high responsibility.
Yeah.
I asked him what he knew about Bill Sherrill, and he said, I know something of Bill. He said, Bill, as I understand, is not a banker of long experience, but he has been a director of banks, and I understand that he has done quite well in the FDIC. I talked to Kay Randall.
That's what I understand.
And Kay said, I think highly of him, and I said, Kay, does he have courage? Does he have guts? I said, you know, that's not a place to run a popularity contest, because pressures get on you over there when you want to do the right thing and not the popular thing. And he said, I think he's got courage, and I think he's got perspective. And he said, I feel very good about it.
What did he say about his loyalty?
He said he was a loyal man.
Did he say he'd given him any trouble or fought with him any?
No, he said he worked with me wonderfully well. Now, I was not able to get Camp. I've tried all day, and Camp has been out, and they said they can't reach him by telephone. So I didn't talk to Camp. The other thing I did, I talked to Charles Walker.
Yeah.
Charles Walker is the permanent head of the American Bankers Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you know anything about the FDIC? And I put it on a general basis, and he said yes, and you know Kay Randall. And I said, what do you think about Bill Sherrill? And he said, Bob, I am terribly high on Bill Sherrill. He said, I just think he's excellent. And I said, do you think he's excellent enough that if he were chosen for some considerably higher responsibility that he would perform well? He said, yes, I do. He said, I said, do you think that you could get most of your American bankers to agree with this? He said, yes, I do. Now, I think this is quite important, because the criticism, if any, is more likely to come from the bankers than somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very high.
Now, come from.
To Irons about Dolph Bristow. He said, I think well of Dolph. And he said his father, which I didn't even remember, he said his father was on the San Antonio board of the Federal Reserve Bank for a number of years. And he said he must have had some little experience rub off on him. But he said, if you want my frank opinion, I think that Dolph is a very good prospect, but may not be quite ready for something of a high order of magnitude in a federal government. This is about the, I asked Irons also if he knew a fellow named Jamer Adcock in Monroe, Louisiana. And he said he didn't. And he finally said, "Isn't that the fellow that's in politics?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well," he said, "Bob, I don't know anything, and I wouldn't want to say anything bad about him, but I understand that he's not too down the middle of the road." And said, "I would not think that he would be the kind of a fellow that you want to select for responsibility with a higher degree of confidence and a higher degree of spirit." And of course, that one does. So I think your rating this morning, Mr. President, was about right. I'd put Cheryl at the top. I'd put Sprugs pretty far down. I don't think I'd give Cheryl B and Sprugs D. And I think Dolph Briscoe is probably too inexperienced.
I ran into this, and I like him, and I know him better than I do these others. I don't know enough about his knowledge of banking or anything, and I don't think that that he has the I don't know what you'd call it, Kultur, maybe the Germans call it, that, yeah. That this boy Cheryl has. Cheryl looks like a, let me really remind, you know this fellow McCollum of Continental?
Oh, very well.
He reminds me of a fellow like McCollum.
Well,
he's positive, he's attractive. You know, McCollum looks 20 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
This fella looks like a, if you walk in any room with him, you would go over and start talking to him, because he was the one that looks freshly shaven, brown face, olive complexion, black hair, good looking, modest, humble, positive when he says something, not dictatorial type, but... And I just have a feeling, I don't want to go over there and a month later have Bill Martin call me up and say, "This son of a bitch is giving me trouble." Because if I did, I wouldn't appoint Bill Martin.
Well, I'm sure you're going to let Bill Martin talk to him anyhow.
Yes, I want Bill Martin to talk to him, but I don't want to talk to Cheryl and run him where he is. Until I kind of make up my mind, and I want to explore and swab out everything that I can find that's good and bad. And I think Patman and Gore will raise hell, because he's not a champion money man, and he never has been known, and he's not that way, and he's had a little conservative bank, and he's a guy that's had to work hard. He had to come up from the bottom, and I haven't looked at his statement, but somebody told me, Macy or somebody else, since we hadn't been there, I told Macy to call you. Did he get you?
He did, indeed.
All right, well, I want him to give you everything he had, because he'd studied all of them more than I have. But I think some of them told me he's worth a couple of $1 million that he'd made on his own. He's not but 40, and a guy that came up on the other side of the tracks has got some judgment. That's the little thing I like, too. Dolph may have inherited a good deal of his. I rather think he has. Now, I had a problem with Dolph, too. He and Yarber got in a big fight about something. And I don't want to have Yarber not confirm him. The best thing I like about Cheryl, I've heard today, is that the banks like him, and that Randall feels is strong. I never talked to Randall about him, but well, Macy says he does.
I did, and I told Kay, I said, "I want you to level with me, because I don't want to come back in a few months and find out I made a mistake." And I'll just level with him flatly, and I talked about his courage, his knowledge, his perspective, his loyalty, his sense of devotion, and whether he got along well in the FDIC, and all of these things. He gave him very good marks.
Did you talk to Jack Valenti?
I did not talk to Jack. I tell you the reason I did not, because I talked to John Macy.
Yeah.
And John said, "I think that I have swapped Jack for everything in the world," and Jack was an intimate personal friend.
Yeah.
And,
I haven't talked to Jack either, because I was afraid he might tell him.
Well, I decided I wouldn't call him, and partly for that same reason.
Yeah.
He's such a close friend, you know. Sometimes you tell your close friend something you wouldn't somebody else.
I think you ought to talk to Bill Martin and see, tell him about what you've done with these others and tell him our problem. I guess we ought to try to get somebody named by the time Shepherdson gets through. That's the first of the month. But tell him that you've looked over him, and I want somebody from Texas, and tell him I've looked about Tom Miller. He's a prospect. He's vice president of the American National in Austin, and he makes most of their loans, and he's a pretty progressive fellow. But his daddy was a wonderful friend of mine, But he'd go off half-cocked on something, and he never did have too much loyalty to somebody. That's what I'm worried about. I don't care about him being loyal to me. I like for everybody to be. I want him to go over there, though, and not cause me any trouble. The best sign that I have out of the Federal Reserve is when I don't hear from him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I want a man that won't stir up a fight and that still will work at the job and be confident. Martin told me that he wanted somebody that he could train and handle his building. Said old man Shepherdson handles all of his Federal Reserve building. They're building a building and they got a lot of staff and systems and things of that kind. It's kind of more or less an administrative assistant to him. I mean, he handles that part of the business.
Yeah.
And that's what I want him to do, and I want him to have his own mind. I don't want him to be a sycophant to anybody, me or anybody else. But I don't want him to be just to think he's got to make a reputation by attacking. I've got a boy over on the FCC that was kind of like this fella that you're talking about, Scruggs. They claim that he is a brilliant fella, but he's kind of a loner, and he just got away, and he's caused me more damn trouble than you ever heard of on everything. IT&T, and he's just raising hell, and he wants to do all the programming for every station in the country, and he was a professor at the University of Texas. You damn professors, I don't know what gets in you down there.
Well, I don't either. One of the best things is you get your job pretty early, you know. How do you save one a year? But I do think professors get that way.
Well, he just knows it all, and he tells everybody, and I've got another one here of antitrust. And I got to get rid of him. I'm going to. I just got to. So I don't want to get another. And I'm not going to get Scruggs, I don't think, in the light of this. So I guess it gets down to Louisiana or Cheryl.
Well, Mr. President, from my findings between these people, the choice is so overwhelmingly in favor of Cheryl as compared to Louisiana.
I told Bill Martin that I wanted to wait till you got back from wherever you were. I thought you was with George Brown, that crowd, and then I would talk to you, and then I'd let him know. You tell him that I called you, and I asked you just to look over that state pretty good. What do you think about the Republic now? Ashton wouldn't come, would he? Would he want it?
No, he wouldn't come, Mr. President, I don't think. In the second place is, if you're going to take anybody from Dallas, I'd take this fellow Thompson. Because Thompson is the chairman of the board. I didn't know this when I talked to you. You see, he is the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, and that's what Jay Taylor was, and J.R. Parton was, and I was. And they take a businessman, and they make him chairman.
Yeah.
And then you learn a good bit from being in there, and he's the vice president of Texas Instruments.
That's what it was, Texas Instruments. What was I saying this morning? Was that what I said? Yeah.
Yeah, you said Texas Instruments,
yeah.
But I didn't know at the same time that he was president of the Federal Reserve Board in Dallas.
Yeah.
But I remembered what you had to say about Dallas. Now, I heard a lot of good things about Thompson from Irons and people like that, but I just...
We just have hell. I just named Ramsey, and I'm getting kickbacks on Texas. I would like to make Gene Locke the Secretary of Commerce, but I'm afraid to.
Yep.
And I'm just afraid they're going to say Texas cronies.
I understand that.
Now, if I get away from Dallas, it's not that murder, not that assassination. You have no idea the depth of that feeling. It just hurts me, this Macbeth stuff. They just do everything they can to Dallas.
Well, I know. I read it, and even when you go abroad, you read it, and you get some little old paper in an out-of-way country, and if they don't have any other news in it, they have news what Manchester said. Or this district attorney down in New Orleans says it was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy.
I have considered all that I know to consider, and I do not want to go to Minnesota, and I do not want to go out of the Southwest, and I prefer to go to Texas, and I would take Briscoe. I think I might have trouble with Yarbrough. George Christian, who John Connally's secretary, said that Briscoe came out for Price Daniel against Yarbrough.
Yep.
And I think maybe he might have been friendly with a more moderate Republican or something down there. He was progressive, but he was still a moderate judicial fella. And then he said something about John against Yarbrough, and Yarbrough's mad at him, according to George Christian. I don't want to get in a fight like that, but I would appoint any one of them. I wouldn't feel enthusiastic about Scruggs. I'm scared of him after this, but I would appoint the Louisiana man. I would appoint Briscoe. I would appoint Cheryl. But you talk to Martin about it and tell him that we're going to do two or three things now. He can either be in on it or not in on it. What he might do is raise some FDIC question and have Maisel and Bremer, the men that work with him, and have Randall and his fellow, Randall.